Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you to hour number two, bright and early here on this Wednesday morning on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. It is the night of the 2025 NBA draft, at least night number one, round number one inside the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Later on in this second hour, the coach, James Young, JY, joins us here for a deep dive in the NBA draft. All the moves we have already seen around the association early here in this summer and what we can anticipate tonight. We will also talk a little bit of futures focus around Major League Baseball, some of those award races in consideration. Should they be tighter than they actually are? We'll discuss starting in the American League in just a moment. But Donnie, what would a Wednesday be in June, my friend, without a little bit of Aaron Rodgers offseason conversation? We got some news out of Aaron yesterday that 2025 should be his final season of his National Football League career. I know my co-host, Donnie Wrightside, is going to have much to say.
We will have much to say on that topic, but also, like, the NBA draft is tonight. A couple different studios here, getting into work here. But here's what I wanted to see, though. Like, Coach should be in studio with you right now, because you know what I'm anticipating tonight? I want to see, Ben, you walking with the camera following you up to the board here, pointing things out, throwing things back. Like, we could have tested that live on the air just to see how it would go down, because it's going to be brilliant to watch. Like, I'm innovative. I'm giving you my ideas. Can we incorporate them into the show tonight? There you go.
All right, let's see if we can.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Like, I have a, I have cameras, Ben, that follow you, right? Like, just the little cameras that sit up like the Ozbot. Like, that would follow you around the room, and you can talk and point things out. You can go each rotation. Remember when we were at the Super Bowl? It's like, hey, you know what? We got four video boards you can walk by and sort of name there, even if it's Debo or anybody else that you want to talk about. You could have did it.
Listen, some rehearsals planned for tonight as we unveil, I believe, I hope I'm not spoiling anything here.
Yeah.
A new and improved studio here in New York with our second crew and our second set, Kevin Walsh and Tom Vecchio out there in lovely Homedale, New Jersey. There's going to be a lot of rehearsal. I hope it is smoother than that one out in Las Vegas where Joe Lisi walking along monitor boards was not the easiest thing in the world. But listen, the group as a whole was not too pleased about a rehearsal on set. I hope tonight goes a little bit smoother. Okay. You saw me stand up and walk into where our new studio is located and some of those new technological features. Not ready just yet. Tonight, though, I hope, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, live right here on this Wednesday evening on Sports Grid. It is our NBA draft special. Myself, the coach, J.Y. James Young, Kevin Walsh, and Tom Vecchio as well. DRS will probably be sleeping after Cooper. Actually, you'll probably stay up for the Sixers pick, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. No doubt my mind will be up for the Sixers pick here, yes.
Who do you want? Not going to bet that. Do you want VJ Edgecombe?
It actually, like, because as I look at it, it was always supposed to be Ace Bailey. Like, all right, good. We got the third pick. It's going to be Ace Bailey. Like, oh, no, the guy's sabotaging. This stinks. But the more I take a look at, like, VJ Edgecombe, and hear some of the people that know way more than I do about VJ Edgecombe. I mean, come on. If I watched him two games out of his, like, 40 games, that would have been a lot. You saw the highlights. But, like, the comparisons, like, the highest upside you can have would be, like, a Dwayne Wade, something on that level right there. But just an athletic guard. that does bring some excitement because he's a very good player, and obviously he's still young and wants to be in the league and certainly wants to be a Sixer, as he shows. But I still got a feeling like if number three is Ace Bailey, it just adds like that was the pick that you were supposed to get with three, and then let's just say they get Edgecombe, and he's a good NBA player, right? But then in 5 or 6 years, Ace Bailey's a really good player. You're like, this guy tanked. We didn't take him. This should have been our pick. You know, it turns out to be one of those scenarios. I just hope whatever the Sixers pick is actually the right pick in 3 to 4 years. That's all.
There's a lot of talent on this 76ers roster if everybody is healthy and fully bought in. We shall see. Could the Sixers look to move tonight? Unload a couple of those rich deals as they try to start a new era in the city of brotherly love. We shall see. A new era, I guess, for at least 1 year in Pittsburgh. That's Aaron Rodgers, the new starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, appearing as he often does on the Pat McAfee Show on a Tuesday afternoon. Why we continue to make sound bites out of this guy beats me. The Pat McAfee Show, by the way, formerly of the Sports Grid Network. And when Aaron Rodgers was asked DRS about his future, could this be it? This year, 2025 in Pittsburgh, this is basically what Aaron had to say. You'll see a snippet of the quote. I'll read a little bit more of it. Quote, I'm pretty sure this is it. That's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. This was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I've played freaking 20 years, you know. It's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. He has played 2 decades in the NFL. 2025, his first in the Steel City, will be year number 21 of Aaron Rodgers' career. DRS, are you buying it? Is 2025 the final year that Aaron Rodgers plays in the National Football League?
Absolutely not, because here's what the expectations would be, that he's at least decent this year. And also, if you want to bring that graphic up where he's posting again, and basically in the quotes, it says, you know, sure this is it. So you're not sure that it's it then, right? That's what I get. When I read that quote, it goes, you know what? If I play well, I might play another 5 years. Look at Tom Brady at this point. If it's horrendous, I told you it was going to be my last year. Depending how good it was, didn't matter. I was just going to walk away. This is nonsense. Like, if you want to talk about, like, what the future holds, and in him saying, like, well, that's why we only wanted a one-year deal, that doesn't make any sense. Because if they could have given you a three-year deal, they could have lessened the blow on how much they paid you and spread it out over 3 years, right? Let's just say with some of the guarantees. So that doesn't make any sense, even though he wants the public to believe that, oh, I only signed a one-year deal because it's a one-year deal. And also, does the one-year deal mean, like, remember James Harden, like, he couldn't get a new contract if he got traded, goes out to the Clippers, eventually he gets one here. The reason I bring that up is he didn't sign a one-year deal going like, well, I can't sign any deal. They can rip that deal up in the month of October and extend him 3 years for $55, $60 million if they want to. All I want some people is honesty that you can believe in. If he came out and goes, you know, hey, Aaron, let me ask this question. Is it last year? You know what? It might be, but if I play really well and the body feels good, like, hey, you never know, it could work out in Pittsburgh. I'd be, you know what? That's an honest answer. But the fact that he goes on a television show and people are buying it for his word, that's not what he said, pretty much. That means if it doesn't go well, of course I'm retiring. I'm old. But if my expectations are 28 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions, and we make the playoffs, damn it, I'm not hanging this up. I'm cashing another ticket and I'll be back. Just be honest, because that didn't include anything. And then the extenuating circumstances of, yeah, well, when football is done, I'm going away. Who are you kidding? You're not going anywhere or going away. What are we talking about here?
He did say that afterward. When I'm done with football, he'll likely leave the public eye when retiring and you won't see him.
For office somewhere.
Yeah, again, literally, he tried to be the Jeopardy host while he was playing. He legitimately had a price to be a vice presidential candidate. And courtesy of our Canadian friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook, he has a price to be a 2028 president of the United States, to be the president, to be POTUS. That's not somebody that's just going to vanquish into the darkness, although I'm sure darkness retreats are in his future. In terms of the football aspect, DRS, there are the humble expectations that I think reflect not only Pittsburgh and what they have gotten out of the quarterback the last 3-4 seasons, but also where Aaron Rodgers is entering year number 21.
Yes, and also understand this with that picture. Like, what's up with that practice jersey? Looks just doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers right there, right? The Pittsburgh, the great Gazoo helmet. And also, he's another Antonio Brown type guy. Like, look, if I bought a car from 1932 and it just doesn't drive, then it's like, oh, why can't I use that car from 32? Dude, the helmet is there to protect you, you idiot here. I want to play my old helmet. Enough with Aaron Rodgers, man. No.
Enough with Aaron Rodgers. AL MVP talk next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live right here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. Let's take a future focus to what we are seeing here in Major League Baseball. We're 3 months into this season. We are nearing the halfway point of this MLB campaign. In fact, there are some teams that have already reached 81 games. Looking at you, the Boston Red Sox, among others. So DRS of 162, we are basically at the midway point as we get into July, the All-Star break a few weeks away. And we have talked a little bit about the early MVP odds this year in MLB. Aaron Judge, of course, hoping for his third MVP hardware in the American League in the last 4 years. And a couple of weeks ago, we thought the award was already his, minus 20,000 for Aaron Judge to win his third AL MVP trophy in the last 4 seasons. He is still a hefty odds-on favorite, DRS, at minus 1,300. But that number continues to shrink by the week and basically by the day as the man known as Big Dumper, the catcher out there in Seattle, Cal Raleigh, who leads MLB with 32 home runs this year, continues to close the gap. Still a large gap, as you can see on the bottom of that graphic on your screen. Minus 1,300 for the captain in pinstripes and plus 550 for Big Dumper. That's just kind of a funny correlation. Captain number 99 in pinstripes. Big Dumper on the other side. But Donnie, it does seem as though this could be a tightly contested race if Cal Raleigh continues on his home run pace that he is off to already.
Yeah, but the hard part about it, too, is like we're asking for like Cal Raleigh, who's a plus 550 on the FanDuel Sportsbook, to have a season that nobody really has those seasons. 60-plus home runs, and also you do get an asterisk for hitting 60-plus home runs when your home field is in the Pacific Northwest at T-Mobile. That's a very hard place to hit home runs and do it consistently. So he's sort of riding that uphill battle. So we're asking Cal Raleigh to do something special that nobody's ever done when Aaron Judge is, hey, if he has a bad season, it's he's hitting 350 and probably going to hit 50 home runs. How do you overtake that? But I think we can all agree upon this, because again, the injuries aren't turned off in professional sports. Like a couple weeks ago, minus 20,000, we had 4 months left to play in a Major League Baseball season. Yeah. Like nobody was betting that, but the sports book was telling you, we don't want any more money on Aaron Judge. We're going to set a total that doesn't even make sense for you to actually take it. Now you're down to minus 1,300, which is still a crazy high number, understanding what Cal Raleigh is doing. Just look at last night, a couple RBI, and also he had a double with nobody on base that almost left the yard by hitting the fence. So the guy is on an average right now hitting like a home run, at least like every other game pace, which is insane. But it's still Cal Raleigh. Are there seasons that you can grab on to say, man, I can't believe what he did this year. That was fantastic. But sooner than later, he's probably going to slow down. So I don't know if Aaron Judge gets below a minus 1,300, but still, we're not betting minus 1,300. It's not even a great parlay piece to put in because injuries do happen. Miss 2 or 3 weeks of a season where everybody else has a chance to gain in statistics on you, that will damage your ground. But for Cal Raleigh to plus 550, say, hey, you know what? That's a good price. Let me take that. Theoretically, he should be much closer in the race, but we're just trying to extrapolate the rest of the season and say, look at the ballparks again that Aaron Judge is going to hit in, Ben, right? The AL East has time. Like, you know, we talked about it yesterday. You take a look at Cal Raleigh, much harder ballparks to hit home runs and sustainability. He's having a good run now. Why? He's getting that heat and that humidity from the north, from the, you know, the Rust Belt areas and the small ballparks and Wrigley Field, and he's doing damage, which is a shame, because if you would have said that Cal Raleigh was the catcher for the Chicago Cubs, now it's game on. Now you're playing in your home ballpark at Wrigley Field throughout the summer months in 90-degree temperatures. You can really tack on. So what? How many home runs are going to cost him playing in Seattle, Ben? 7, 8, 9 for the rest of the season? That's if he's still having a great season and can still pile up around 50 home runs. Judge right now is more price appropriate because the minus 20,000 never made any sense.
Right. No, it never made any sense, but to still be the strong odds-on favorite, absolutely so. Aaron Judge still has the best batting average in the bigs, although, of course, it is not as close to 400 as it once was, 364, that average. The second most home runs in MLB, 28, but trailing Cal Raleigh by 4 long balls at this moment. Aaron Judge is still doing MVP things, and more than likely, Donnie, I think we can say, will win this award. So what does Big Dumper have to do to change that narrative? Well, when he had his fourth consecutive game on Monday with a home run in Minneapolis, he had 32 for Seattle, I believe, through 78 games. Let me just check that quickly here. Seattle is 41-37, so through 77 games is what he had. 32 through 77 games on Monday evening after he hit a home run for the fifth consecutive, I believe his fifth long ball in that span to get to 32. He was on pace, if he continued that prolific march, to 67. Of course, that would be the most home runs hit in a single season in American League history. It would be the most home runs hit in Major League Baseball since Barry Bonds set the record of 73 back in 2001. There's no doubt, DRS, the juice is back in the baseball. Aaron Judge, 58 long balls last year. Shohei Ohtani, 54 home runs a season ago. Only Judge in the record-setting year back, of course, in 2022, is the only player to get north of 60 in a single season since Bonds in 01 had 73. So if Cal Raleigh can approach 60 and maybe 62 and maybe 63 and break Aaron Judge's record in the direct race against Judge for the American League MVP award, then yeah, Big Dumper, I think, should win it or at least continue to close that gap. But as Donnie is alluding to, he's taking advantage right now. He is red hot at the dish. We probably are going to see at least 50 to 55 home runs out of Cal Raleigh. But can he approach history playing in the Northwest? That's a different story.
Yeah, it certainly is a different story at that point. Also, understand this, the capabilities of Aaron Judge, who opened up the season still hitting 364, which is incredible. A little bit of that downturn where he was closer to 400 just a few short weeks ago, that he can't get hot. And what I mean is hot is ripping off 5 home runs in 7 games and saying, all right, that minus 1,300, that was a steal. Now we're back up to minus 4,500. And also, we're just looking at it as a 2-man race right now. Injury of Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh get injured. Sure. Boy, it will be a wild sprint to the finish on some of these odds. But we're not, hey, Bobby, with you, like, no, it's feels like we're down to these two players, and that's the way it's going to be decided based on the price points outside of devastating injuries between those two. But I got to tell you, like, is it a bad option just throw a couple dollars down, like the next 10 guys here at 151, 121 to plus? That would be fun, because if you are betting that, hey, Judge goes down with a bad hamstring or Cal Raleigh has a knee issue that he has to deal with, if you're betting it that way, those numbers are so high, you can afford to take a couple flyers and get a great return on investment behind them.
Cal Raleigh, also an everyday catcher who is great behind the dish. You're not supposed to be this prolific offensively when that is your day job. Let's look at the National League next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting a lot.
First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're looking at the future in Major League Baseball with a focus on the awards. 3 months into this MLB season, nearing that midway point for all 30 Major League Baseball clubs. That's 81 games out of 162. We'll talk Shohei Ohtani in the National League in just a moment. But we were basically DRS looking at the two-player race for the American League MVP award with Aaron Judge still a very long frontrunner in front of Cal Raleigh. If you don't want to bet Raleigh to win AL MVP, where I actually think you should take Raleigh over Aaron Judge, or where it at least makes a little bit of sense right now, is to be the regular season home run leader on FanDuel. Aaron Judge has been the strong favorite all year long, but Cal Raleigh has a 4-home run advantage and now is plus 130 behind Judge, who is minus 105. He has moved back behind Judge. Why? Because he didn't hit a home run for the fifth consecutive game last night in Minneapolis, but still leads all the bigs with 32.
Yeah, and again, he hit the wall last night, so he was damn close to getting that done. But I've got to be honest, like I love what Cal Raleigh is doing right now, but I do think it slows down for him and maybe picks up with Aaron Judge. So even though he does have the lead here and still getting a little bit of plus money, I'm still going Aaron Judge because, as I said previously, the advantages for Aaron Judge are 90-degree temperatures every single day, playing in the Bronx, playing in Boston, playing in Toronto, and also playing in that tiny little ballpark now down in Tampa, which is George Steinbrenner Field, which is essentially Yankee Stadium South with the heat and humidity and nothing blocking the breezes, which tend to blow out to center field there on a night-to-night basis. So for me, I still think even though he's behind, Aaron Judge is going to cross over. And at that point, there's no real reason why we're going to be betting on, let's just say, Cal Raleigh to win an MVP. His MVP surge, as we talked about, is 60-plus home runs, and Aaron Judge doesn't get the 50. I don't know if that happens, right? So that's the way
I think it's – for sure, DRS. I think it's a really, really good point as well. You would just think it's more advantageous for Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
The odds makers certainly agree. Donnie, we talked about this live in studio at the beginning of May, so just over a month ago, these MVP odds, when Aaron Judge was minus 1,800 and then ballooned to minus 8,000 before our very eyes, getting to his peak of minus 20,000, and although not that strong of a favorite, still minus 1,300. We were also sitting there looking at the National League. Shohei Ohtani off to a great start, dueling it out with Judge to be the home run and RBI leader at that time. And Shohei was the minus money favorite in the National League to repeat as the MVP winner, but maybe minus 150, minus 175. And both you and I said, yeah, it's minus money, but you should still get in while the getting is good on Shohei Ohtani because we expect him at some point this season to come back and pitch, quite literally being the most valuable player in Major League Baseball. And sure enough, Shohei has started 2 games in the last week plus, albeit just an inning right now as he shakes off the rust. He has continued to be prolific at the plate as well. And Shohei Ohtani, DRS, is a minus 550 favorite to win his second consecutive National League MVP award.
Yeah, and I take a look at him, and it's almost like you feel more confident at he's at minus 550 than you do Aaron Judge at a minus 1,300 price because of what we're starting to talk about and how this season is going to play out. The Dodgers, you know, are battling for first place. The expectations are they're going to be in first place here the rest of the way. But also, you know what helps Shohei Ohtani even a little bit more? Let's just say the Dodgers have big games coming down the stretch in August and September, and they didn't run away with it, Ben, as a 20-game lead on September 15th, and you shut it down. Because that means when Ohtani started to extend himself on the mound, going 1 inning now after post-All-Star break, back up to like 5 innings. And let's just say he's getting really good starts in August and September in meaningful games. He's going to skyrocket. Because the one thing about Ohtani is, I know you can't predict the future, but do we see like, man, what happened to Ohtani? Last 45 days hitting 125 at the plate with one home run. That's not happening. He's going to steal a ton of bases. Yeah. He's pitching now. And you always know he's going to be the leader somewhere around there in the RBI market. When he bats first, is sort of the hindrance. But the home run market, he'll be right up there as well. That -550 price right now probably still is a steal, but it's been pointed out, we've been telling you, the +140s, the +120s, the -200s, they're going to be gone. And the same thing with that -550, that's going to be gone as well. It's like, yay, do you want to buy Bitcoin at 100 grand when I could have bought it at 49 grand? Well, how about if we told you that you could buy Bitcoin at 100 grand and next year it's 250 grand? Well, yeah, there's the value in behind it if you put it into real world terms. Ohtani -550, I just see that as like a baseline price right now that's only going to get higher.
Yeah, completely agree, DRS. He is still the National League leader with 27 home runs for the most long balls in that side of Major League Baseball. The young star, Pete Crow Armstrong for Chicago, having a sensational season. And as of yesterday afternoon, had the best war in the bigs. Wins above replacement, literally tying that to value for your team. Are you leading them to success? And yet he still seems like he is going to come up short behind Shohei Ohtani at that 7-1 number, but still kind of a two-player race in the National League like we are seeing in the American League. Very large drop-offs after the top two in both leagues. It's draft day in the association. Coach, you're next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tonight is night number one, round number one of the 2025 NBA draft inside the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The future of the association is set to shift on this Wednesday evening. So to help us break down the entirety of round number one on this opening night, it's the coach, J.Y. James Young, joining us here for the next 30 minutes to round out this second hour on the early line on Sports Grid. J.Y., as always, we appreciate the time and thanks for being here.
It's a big day. Obviously, me and Big Ten Ben will be in New York City, so I'm in Jersey sweating my you-know-what off, and then I'll sweat myself getting to the studio tonight for a big draft show.
Let me tell you, my man, it's not any cooler here in New York City, but at least the studio AC, much of the chagrin of Donnie Wrightside, is pumping and working on this hot day. And a studio we hope is going to be fun, interactive tonight. Of course, our guys Kevin Walsh and Tom Vecchio from our studios in lovely Homedale, New Jersey as well. So, J.Y., there's so many different ways that we can break down the draft. Let's start big picture. First, we've got 30 selections on night number one. For the second consecutive year, the NBA draft separated into two nights. Tonight is round one. Tomorrow night, Thursday in Brooklyn, is round number two. J.Y., when you look at the draft order for this first round tonight, first and foremost to you, what is the biggest theme entering the 2025 NBA draft?
Well, this is going to seem wild that I'm going to talk about Brooklyn, but with the number of picks that they have, they got to be up to something, right? You don't have, I think, four first-round picks without the ability to try and move someone. We'll get to more of that in a moment. That's a little bit of a teaser of what I think is going on. Ooh. But to me, you know, besides that, it's obviously Cooper Flagg. This is someone that we have seen in our radar, Ben, let's say for the better part of 3 years. The best thing from Maine since the lobster roll, and I do love me some lobster rolls, I'm not going to lie. So to me, you know, Cooper Flagg and what he's going to bring to the NBA is intriguing. Number two is the fact that the teams in the lottery, one, two, three, all are teams that I think should be vying and should make the playoffs next year. So to me, that becomes the next story is, how do you navigate through this in regards to not just with Cooper Flagg, obviously, but then even pick two with Dylan Harper possibly. Number three, Philadelphia. You kind of in this fine line of, do you take the best available prospect? Do you take the guy that's going to have the most upside? Or do you take the guy that's going to help you win right now because you're trying to make the playoffs next year?
Coach, let me ask you this question, too, because, again, the draft starts at three as we continue. We know Cooper Flagg is going number one, but let me ask you about Dylan Harper. Why was he always the number two unquestioned here? No matter what happened, he was going to fill that spot. Like, what does he do so well more as a higher upside than, let's just say, an Ace Bailey or a VJ Edgecombe? Because he's -9,000 to go number two, but it feels like we always say, hey, Cooper Flagg's one, and then we get right to three. Tell me about Dylan Harper and why he's going number two.
Just just a silky smooth guard that can score in different ways, strong defensively, playing for Steve Peichel. You're going to be good in the defensive end for the floor. Let's be honest. Part of the reason why he's such a solid two over someone like Ace Bailey is, let's be honest, it's the way Ace Bailey has acted. It's the fact that Ace Bailey, we thought, was 6'10", and is more like 6'7 and a half after coming out of the combine. So by the process of elimination, Dylan Harper is two. Now, at the end of the day, guys, Dylan Harper has been the number two player for the better part of coming out of high school. It was him or Ace Bailey was two or three, which still brings me to the craziest point where with two guys that are in my top five, Rutgers had nothing else on their team, and he didn't make the NCAA tournament. Still one of the wildest things to happen in college basketball.
Listen, Steve Peichel celebrating tonight, but questions must be asked.
Fire him.
By a preseason top 25 team for only the fourth time in Rutgers men's basketball history. Got nowhere close to the NCAA tournament. Injuries an issue with Dylan Harper, who was dealing with an illness during most of the Big Ten slate. But still, to JY's point, it was a frustrating year if, like me, you believe that your family, your religion, and Rutgers basketball always remains supreme. Dylan Harper, despite missing some time in his lone year in Piscataway, set a Rutgers freshman scoring record with 564 points. He also scored 35-plus in back-to-back games at the end of November, the first D1 freshman in men's college hoops in more than two decades, with 35-plus points in back-to-back games to start off a sensational career. JY, as we look at the rest of the top five, the Cooper Flag coronation, minus 100,000. Dylan Harper, minus 9,000 to go second overall. And now we are seeing some stronger prices on VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor to be the third overall pick, minus 340. Con Knipl, Cooper Flag's Duke freshman teammate and best friend, minus 180 to go fourth overall. And no longer Trey Johnson, the favorite to go fifth, but Jeremiah Fears, the outstanding freshman out of Oklahoma, the slight favorite in front of Johnson at plus 175 to be that fifth overall pick. As you look at the top five of the lottery tonight, will there be any surprises among this group of teams?
Yeah, I'm going right to three. And I think that there is going – can I – Well, I'll wait till after the commercial break to explain why it's going to be what
no,
I think.
Explain
but
it.
I think there's going to
do
be.
Do it now.
All right, I'll say it right now.
Do it.
I think this is smokescreen, and I said it yesterday on Game Time Decisions. I think there's going to be a trade, and I'm looking at Philadelphia and Brooklyn. Because of the fact of I think Brooklyn wants Ace Bailey bad, and they got to go get him. But now you have Philadelphia with that three pick, and they got to move Paul George's salary. It's already been talked about it all in the last hour or so. Could there be a possibility of Philadelphia moving back and attaching Paul George to that pick to get out of it? That's why I think you still look at Ace Bailey in play, because I still think when it comes down to it, Ace Bailey, phenomenal talent. It's more about the way he acted, Ben, and the other part is, you know, not going to the pre-draft meetings and then the height. But when you talk about skill level, what Ace Bailey can do, I think he's going to be the number three pick in a trade between Philadelphia and possibly Brooklyn.
Let's just say, Coach, there is no trade at number three. And I'm going to ask you this because, you know, when the ping pong balls dropped and it's like, okay, here's 1, 2, 3, it was immediately thought that Ace Bailey would immediately go to the 76ers. That's their pick based on him working out and not, like, you know, getting away from those duties and doing the pre-draft stuff. But let's just say it is down to VJ Edgecombe and Ace Bailey for the Sixers. For this Sixers squad intact with Paul George, who's the better fit for the Sixers? Who would you take if that's still the team that you're going to put on the court?
It's Ace Bailey. I mean, if you think about the fact that you have McCain and Maxey in the backcourt, and let's say you don't get rid of Paul George, then you're talking about those three guards. He's the fourth guard right now until you move someone like Paul George. And you're not going to move McCain, and I doubt you move Maxey. But if you look at the front court help, they could use front court help. I know they have someone like a Kelly Oubre, but they could use someone like Ace Bailey on the perimeter. That's long and athletic, could be a pretty good defender if he figures it out. But that's why I'm thinking, like, this whole thing, is this a smokescreen by Philadelphia all along to try and get more in return and try and make you take Paul George with that number three pick?
We are going to talk about Ace Bailey, JY, on the other side of the break. But again, something is afoot. What exactly is it? Some of the odds makers have placed a wrong price on Ace Bailey somewhere, as he is a minus 200 favorite to be a top five pick, and yet is not favored to be any of those first five selections tonight, most notably 3, 4, or 5. He is favored to go sixth overall. We'll talk about where ultimately JY believes Ace Bailey is going to land in the 2025 NBA draft, the impact he is going to have on this upcoming team. He has already told you why Ace Bailey's stock has taken a hit and a slide, has not navigated the pre-draft process probably in the most smooth fashion. But the talent is there for Arius Ace Bailey, as we'll discuss on the other side of the break. And we'll get to the rest of the draft lottery and some other instant impact prospects. The coach will give you his scouting report on. Up next on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So we just looked at the odds on one of the biggest storylines entering night number one of the 2025 NBA draft, that being the man known as Ace, Arius Bailey, who played his freshman year at Rutgers. Again, he is not favored to be any of the top five picks, and yet to be a top five selection is a minus 200 price on this Wednesday morning, a little bit shy of 12 hours from when the 2025 NBA draft is going to begin. So, JY, as you stare at those draft odds, peer into your crystal ball. Tell us, when does Ace Bailey hear his name called tonight inside the Barclays Center?
I think it's 3. I think it's 3 because of the fact that I think someone's going to go up to go and get him. And I don't know if a team like Charlotte at 4 or number 5 and Utah are willing to move. There's also the fact of when you start looking at fit, right, Ben? If you look at 4, Ace Bailey doesn't fit in the front court of a Brandon Miller and a Miles Bridges, right? So you could take the 4 pick and you could throw it out the window right away. 5 is intriguing in regards to Utah, in regards to what goes on there. There's obviously talk of John Collins being moved. What about Lauri Markkanen? Does he get moved? Because it always seems like Danny Ainge is punting for another year, and he's trying to see who the hell he could fleece in the open market. And then obviously there's 6, a team in Washington, which is really in a very interesting spot now, Ben, in regards to what does Washington want to do? You know, after the trade, we're getting CJ McCollum. They have $100 million coming off the books after next year. So what do they want to do? Do they want to go into a full, you know, go get this kid and go full tank so they can insure that pick, which now what they have with New York, which is top 8 protected? If it's 9 or more, they go to New York? Or do they try and make a run for the playoffs? To me, I still think Ace Bailey is at 3. But if he slides, Ben, he shouldn't slide more than 6, because then Washington could pair him up and put him in the front court with a guy like Sar.
And let's take a look at Ace Bailey as well. As I talked about, like Dylan Harper, high expectations when both of these kids go to Rutgers. Didn't really turn out to the season that they had hoped here. But what are the hopes here for Ace Bailey coming to a franchise, and what can we anticipate? What are some of the comps, Coach, that when you look at Ace Bailey, this guy can be this type of player?
Well, I think he models his game after Kevin Durant, but he's not 6'10". Maybe that's why he said he was 6'10". And the Rutgers media guy, he's more 6'7.5". But he is a guy that can go get his shot off. But I want people to look at that number. And it's 1.3. And I'm like, wait a minute. You have the ball in your hands that much. And there were times that Dylan Harper missed time. And you average 1.3 assists. The problem with Ace Bailey, Donnie, is his shot selection and obviously his height. Now, you get concerned at 6'7.5 is he too much of a tweener, right? In regards to he's not tall enough to be a four, but he's not quick enough to be a three. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I think he's got the goods and the talent. It's just about getting him in the right system and the right frame of mind. I don't think he's been getting the right representation of how to handle this process, because I think if he would have handled this process smoothly, Donnie, he would be like minus 1,000 to go pick number three to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
JY, we really thought that based on the recruiting rankings, based on what we expected when the lottery unfolded back about a month and a half ago, in some form or fashion, Cooper Flagg would go one, more than likely Dylan Harper two, and then Ace Bailey three, which has basically been the story of this trio since they entered the high school ranks, all as prolific prospects. Cooper Flagg, the highest rated recruit in the 2024 class. Ace Bailey actually slightly in front at close of Dylan Harper. He was two, Harper three. Regardless, when these guys are drafted tonight, and certainly Dylan Harper, it will be the earliest a Rutgers men's basketball player has ever gone in the history of the NBA / ABA draft dating back to 1950. JY, the remainder of 6 through 10. We have talked about guys like Trey Johnson, Jeremiah Fears. Johnson, a freshman this past year at Texas, led the SEC in scoring as a freshman, just the sixth to ever do that. Jeremiah Fears, lethal down the stretch for Oklahoma. You've got the third Duke freshman that will be a lottery pick tonight in Kamon Malawach, the big man who is a great rim runner and a great rim defender. Later half of the top 10, later half of the lottery, who is a player that everybody needs to highlight tonight?
I like Malawach because I think his ability to protect the rim at 7'2", and he's, listen, Ben, he is sneaky athletic. I think he can guard 1 through 5. You can get him in switches and pick and rolls, and I think he's someone that's going to be enticing. The question is where, Ben? Where does he go? Does he go to somewhere like New Orleans with the trade of Valanciunas last year, needs a center? Does he go to a team like Brooklyn if they don't move their pick because maybe Nick Claxton could be on the move? Hello, Lakers, probably going to come calling. Or do you look at a team like Toronto, and with Jakob Poeltl is always on the block looking to be moved? So I think Malawach is simply someone to look at. I also look at Derek Queen. We were together on that big win that they had versus Colorado State in the NCAA tournament. I think if people look at Derek Queen and say, oh, he's not super athletic. Oh, no. To make Greg Sussman happy, this kid can play. He can flat out play. And I don't know why some boards are having him outside the top 10. I have him firmly in my top 10, going anywhere from 8 to 10.
How about that? But how about this, Coach? Let's take a look at some players that we've known down the stretch and have put up some big-time performances and maybe climbing up right now. I watched Walter Clayton Jr. on Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City play for Iona and Rick Pitino. Now you see him at Florida as a superstar. Where's he going in the draft?
He's a first round pick, late first round. Listen, you think about whether the speed takes advantage or where he has it. But at the end of the day, this guy's a gamer. He should be a first round pick. He's been climbing up the draft boards. I think he'll look really, really good. We'll talk about a sleeper that I like that played against Derek Queen when me and obviously Ben did a game during the NCAA tournament. But I'll tell you guys that after the break.
This man just Wilkins. Full of teasings on this Wednesday morning Wilkins. As we Big get Wilkins. Ready for the 2025 NBA draft. That's what JY always brings, that sleeper prospect to know on the other side of the break here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The man's been giving you teasers each and every segment here throughout his half an hour breaking down the 2025 NBA draft, but it's a part of the scouting report, keeping you on your toes as we get ready for night number one tonight. JY, there's a lot of guys that could factor into the lottery later on in round number one through our first 30 picks, or even early on night number two, of course, that will be tomorrow in Brooklyn, that could make an impact in the association almost immediately or at some point throughout their career. So give us a sleeper prospect, perhaps, that you think is going to translate well at the next level.
Mm. Guys, I love Nick Clifford out of Colorado State. When you think about the modern day NBA and look at what he fills up the stats, you're getting you about 19 points per game, 9.6 rebounds, 4.4 assists. I do believe shot, I think 37% from three, and it's the only player to average 19 points, nine rebounds, 37% from three, I do believe, in the country. So when you look at Neek, what does he do well? His ability to be a pull-up threat, right? You can see that pull-up jumper right there. Great, smart player with a ability to move off the ball and create that way. And then obviously, because of his size and the way he plays, even though he's only 6'5", 202, he plays stronger than his size. He's got that positional versatility, right? But you can play him at 2-3, even as a super, super small ball four. So when you look at Nick Clifford and you think about his game and what I just said, to me, he is a better offensive version of Josh Hart. Meaning he's a winner. He's just going to do things that's going to help you win games. And he's a chameleon. He's someone that if you may need him to get him 15 points one game, check. You may need him to get double-digit rebounds, check. You may need a couple of threes knocked down, check. Nick Clifford is such an intriguing prospect. And I would say, you know, and we were so impressed by watching him versus Maryland in the NCAA tournament. If this kid went to a Power Four school, if he went to an SEC school, this kid would be in the top 10. I really believe that this kid's talent and what he could do versatility-wise is going to help. So look at teams that are in outside the lottery and maybe in late lottery. Maybe like he seems to be like a Miami Heat kind of guy, like a guy where he can go to a culture and show his true worth. Teams that are in the playoffs or looking to make playoffs run that need something for their bench, Nick Clifford would be a guy I'd be looking at really hard.
So many times, Coach, we look at these players coming out, you know, 18, 19 years old. I want to take a look at a couple of kids there in their early 20s in the Big East, which is your stomping grounds there. Tell me a little bit about the expectations for Cam Jones out of Marquette. And also, Eric Dixon had a lot of success for Villanova. How do these guys play into the NBA? And also, could they be first-round picks, day-two picks? Or how do you feel about those guys?
Both of those are day two picks. Obviously, Cam Jones showed his ability to run the point a little bit. Got to remember that he was a two-guard playing next to Tyler Kolek at Marquette, so he didn't get a chance to have the ball in his hands. Shaka Smart put the ball in his hands. He should be a solid second-round pick. I am so intrigued by Eric Dixon. The problem with Eric Dixon is Eric Dixon is relatively short, 6'7", maybe 6'8". I look at Eric Dixon and poor man's version of Julius Randle. Lefty, strong, likes to go to that left. And then obviously his ability is better than Julius coming out of Kentucky. His ability to shoot the ball from three. If Eric Dixon was 6'9", solid first round pick, right? Mm. But you guys know about the measurables, right? He's only 6'7". But to me, Eric Dixon should find himself as a quality backup in the NBA for a long time, a kid that I've become a big fan of, and a kid that really, over his 5 years at Villanova, grew. You know what the issue is, Donnie. When you go to school for four, or even some of these COVID kids, 5 years, they think you're a finished product. Yep. So you start sliding down draft boards. That's why a lot of guys in the back half of my top 60 are seniors, because you have to base it a lot on potential and what they could be once they get to the NBA.
Well, Eric Dixon, the nation's leading scorer a season ago at Villanova, 23.3 points per game. And JY, as you well know, only 106 entries into the NBA draft, the fewest we have seen since 2015 in a decade. A lot of those young, talented guys back in college hoops that would provide the depth later on in the opening round or round two. What were you?
It's about the money, the NIL. Because if you're not a first round pick, you'll just take the NIL money. It's all about the money.
Yep.
I thought you were pointing like, get it back to me. I got one more tease for all of you.
You're the point guard.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
You're the point. I'm the wing. I do what you say.
Here's the dish. Fade away to the. Come on, I didn't deserve that. A fadeaway to the break, or at least 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on the draft special, hour three on TEL next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.